Jabir Butt, from the Racial Equality Foundation to you first. At least two-thirds of population growth over the next 25 years linked to migration. Why is that good for Britain?
Well, I think we just need to look back at history and see how migration has actually added to Britain and Britain's life in many ways. Some of our biggest institutions are actually the result of migration. Marks and Spencer, we know, is the result of a Jewish migrant coming over here and establishing a chain that now dominates not only Britain but dominates the world. Other things, the Mini was developed by a Polish migrant and so on. These are really key things that actually change the society and have had a real impact. But importantly, we need to remember that there's actually quite a lot of things that are taking place in Britain at the moment. Not so long ago, we were talking about not having enough young people to actually work for us at the moment, and migration has addressed some of that as well, so that the ageing population we have is actually now creating a situation where the economy can still thrive, can still grow as a result of the migration process.
OK, well, let's bring in Raheem Kassam, the news and comment website Breitbart London. There we go. Without migration, we wouldn't have M&S, we wouldn't have a young workforce. It's a positive force, is it not?
Well, immigration can be a positive force, but mass migration is really what we're talking about here with the latest ONS figures. I mean, quite staggering that two-thirds direct and indirect migration will lead to the 10 million plus population growth of the country by the middle of the 2030s. I mean, you know, it's all well and good to say, you know, Marks and Spencers wouldn't have existed without immigration. But if you're saying that, you know, no big retail chain could have been founded by, you know, a native British person, well, the argument's nonsense. Let's look at what we're actually talking about here. We're talking about migration at levels that the country cannot sustain. The infrastructure cannot sustain it. There is a lack of school places out there. You know, our roads, our transport networks, they're all under strain. And we have to look again at what we're doing to this country now. 600,000 people immigration into this country over the last year. Net migration standing at around 330,000. Well, those are unprecedented levels. Nobody's sitting here and saying that, you know, immigration should be zero net migration. We're saying that we should get a control on it, like Britain has done for the last 10, 20, 30, 40 years before we opened the doors in 2004 to the European Union. And this report that came out from the ONS today actually skewers what Number 10 and David Cameron said just yesterday about European Union membership and mass migration. They said it wouldn't make a big difference. Whether we were or weren't in the European Union, our migration numbers will be the same. If you go into the minutes of this report, it actually says the migration statistics depend on European Union membership. So if European Union membership was gone, migration rates would be lower.
OK, Jabir Butt, let's bring you back in on that. It's a fair point, isn't it? You can look back at positive elements of migration in the past, but the fact is the numbers are very, very different this time. It's mass migration now, isn't it?
It's this sort of ignorant and ill-informed description of the statistics that actually lead to some of the worst excesses of racism in this country, really. The reality is the population is growing across the world, not just in Britain. The reality is that the infrastructure problems that we have are not down to migration, are not down to the strains of migration, are down to other things that we've done over the years. The fact that we now have houses that are being built in this country that are going to be unoccupied because people are using them as investment portfolio rather than for housing is part of the problem that is caused.
Let me just pause you then. Let me just pause you there. On the subject of statistics, you're saying that these are not representative, but it's the ONS statistics that are suggesting that over the next 10 years, two-thirds of population growth will come from migration. I am simply saying that that's very different. Two-thirds growth linked to migration is very different from the migration figures in the past. And you have to accept that it's a difference. It's not saying migration good or bad. We're looking at it and saying these are migration in much greater numbers.
Undoubtedly, it is different, but what's going on is that we're using it to extrapolate and come to conclusions that are not supported by the evidence. We're using that growth to suggest that somehow it's going to be the infrastructure is no longer able to cope. But actually, the problems with the infrastructure go much further back and are down to decisions that we've made at government level as well as at local authority level about what we are going to invest in and what we're not going to invest in. And to put it down to migration is actually a fallacy and an ignorant and ill-informed fallacy.
Ignorant and ill-informed, Raheem Kassam?
Ignorant and ill-informed is quite interesting. I'm not sure if Mr. Butt has looked at the ONS report from today. He talked about the numbers of young people in this country as a result of mass migration, that we would get more. Well, here they are. Here they are. They're not much more. They're not much more. So we can talk about ill-informed all we want, and we can imply racism all we want. I won't have it. My parents were immigrants to this country when migration was in the tens of thousands. And I'm proud, as you can see here, I'm proud of this country's history and what this country has achieved and what it will keep going on to achieve with controlled immigration. So let's not skew the debate in terms of racism and all this sort of, you know, this is the liberal left's way of shutting down the debate about migration. I'm afraid we have to talk in statistics. And what the ONS statistics are showing us today is that our growth as a country is unsustainable. You know, we want to be able to afford for people to have houses, to be able to buy houses. We want people to afford to be able to send their kids to a school with not overpopulated classrooms. We want our NHS to be able to flourish and serve the people that genuinely need it. Well, with the population growth that we have today and the uptick that we're going to see as a result of this ONS report, those things are not possible. And my question to Mr. Butt is, why don't you want any of those things for this country?
Well, Javier Butt, why don't you?
The reality is that we're the fifth or sixth richest country in the world. There are many things that we can afford to do and still are able to do, and we're choosing not to do them. And to suggest that this is down to migration is actually where we're coming to an error. To suggest also that he's proud of what Britain has achieved is thankful and is welcome. But the reality is if he perpetuates this notion that any of the problems we now face are down to migration, he actually feeds that racist debate and feeds that debate that actually creates a very challenging situations on the streets today.
Raheem, you're shaking your head.
Stop talking about race. Most of the people coming into this country are white people from Europe at the moment. The real racism is our European Union membership that discriminates against brown people coming to this country. Stop talking about racism. It's a complete non sequitur. You're trying to shut down the debate here. What we're talking about is the figures. And you know, I don't understand why someone like Mr. Butt, who is a professional diversity consultant, I'm not even sure what those people do on a daily basis, professional diversity consultant, can go on television and accuse someone like me of racism, who stands up for this country and controlled immigration. It doesn't make any sense. And people who are watching this at home will feel utterly condescended and patronised by what Mr. Butt is saying.
Mr. Butt, in terms of migration figures, do you accept on any level that there should be controls on migration figures, or is all migration good?
No, undoubtedly there should be controls, and it's never been an argument anybody's put forward that it shouldn't be controlled. The reality of somebody who runs a website insulting me as a diversity consultant is quite cheering, really. But the reality is that migrants do contribute and contribute quite wholeheartedly to this country. They've transformed Britain and will continue to transform Britain. And this type of focus on just the numbers, without actually putting it in the context of what's happening across the world, is actually an error.
Okay, well, let's try and steer away from personal insults and talk about the figures. Jabir, but you say you are in favour of migration controls. How should they be controlled? What level, what figures would you like to see them levelled at?
Well, it's actually very difficult to put a number on there. The reality is that we're in a changing situation, and the experiences that we're having across Europe and across the world are actually creating a situation where Britain has to respond and has to take up its responsibilities. What we've seen take place in Germany and elsewhere is that people have stood up and actually said that we need to ensure that we create a safe society for everyone. And if that means taking on more migrants at this time, that's what we'll need to do.
Raheem Kassam, how do you think we should manage migration?
Well, you bring up Europe. It's interesting because Germany has a population crisis. Germany has a problem with, you know, its labour force, and we can see from what the German government is doing that this is one of the reasons that they have opened their doors to so many migrants coming and so many economic migrants coming from across the Middle East and North Africa at the moment. But we don't actually have the same problem. And if you look at the ONS statistics today, I noticed Mr. Butt isn't actually talking about them very much. If you look at the ONS statistics today, what they show is that actually the UK population will continue to grow, even if we have zero net migration into this country between now and the mid-2030s. Now, nobody's arguing for zero net migration. We're talking about bringing it down to the tens of thousands. So we will still have population growth. We will still have the labour force there who can come and do the jobs and help the country's economy grow. And that's an argument that, you know, pro-migration activists often use, is that actually immigration helps the country's economy. And perhaps it does. But the fact is that if you take the statistics as they are, you can see that what he's saying is actually, it actually doesn't doesn't tie in at all. It's ideology rather than common sense. He won't put a number on how many people he thinks should be coming to Britain every year. I'll say it. I think net migration should be the tens of thousands. What's Mr. Butt's proposition here?
Okay. We asked you to get in touch with your views on this. Lots of you have been on Twitter, on Dmail, and I would say that they are predominantly anti-immigration, anti-multiculturalism. Here's a favour, Mike Burt, multiculturalism is divisive and leads to an uneasy society. And Ian Stab from Devon, we're storing up a disaster for future generations that will eventually result in extinction for the English, Welsh and Scots. Jabir Butt, do you think the fundamental colour of Britain, the feel of Britain, is being changed?
The reality is that kind of comment doesn't really understand how Britain has developed and how Britain has developed for hundreds of years, not just in the last 30 or 40 years. Britain, it has been a multicultural society since the Huguenots arrived, and even before then, we've had wave after wave of migrants, and it hasn't led to the end of Britain. It's actually led Britain to prosper, and I think raising some fears about what's going to happen in the future is actually very wrong. The reality is that we've just crowned a world champion in Lewis Hamilton, and it's a demonstration how Britain can be better and prosper as a result of migration rather than decline and disappear.
And on that note, I said that they were all negative. I've had one out of, I would say, probably 20 negative, one positive tweet from Crash saying multiculturalism is great for everyone. You know, borders are man-made. Earth was not born with borders or countries. Raheem Kassam, do we all just need to be a little more welcoming, perhaps?
Well, I think this country's been incredibly welcoming, and Mr. Butt brings up the Huguenot immigration into this country. Well, that was 50,000 people over the course of 100 years. We're now talking about net migration into this country running in nearly up to 400,000, I imagine we'll see in the next 12 months. So it's not quite the same thing, and you talk about people sort of fostering hatred and everything like that. Actually, what happens is when people come into this country en masse and they ghettoise, and I'm happy to take Mr. Butt for a walk around somewhere like Tower Hamlets, for instance, and they ghettoise, well, that's what breeds division. That's what breeds the problems that we're seeing in modern society. You only have to look at places like Rotherham, where police officers were scared to address the grooming and rape gangs that were going on there because they were scared of being called racist. Actually, by people like Mr. Butt, who will just play the race card whenever they can to try and paper over the cracks of their flimsy arguments. I think we should have a grown-up debate about migration in this country. I think the ONS report should be the basis of that, even though there are some problems with the methodology of it, and they accept that themselves. It's based on the International Passenger Survey, which isn't the most reliable way of forecasting migration, let's say, let alone knowing how many people are coming in. But if we're going to have a grown-up debate, we've got to get away from these smear tactics that are used by pro-migration activists and say, pro-mass migration activists, I must say, because actually I think most people are pro-immigration to an extent. We all know people who've come from outside of this country, and we all have friends and colleagues who have come from outside of this country. Nobody's saying that we should close the doors and send everyone back. It's ridiculous. So let's just cut that out of the equation altogether, please.
We're out of time, I'm afraid. Raheem Kassam, Jabir Butt, I hope it has been a grown-up debate. Thank you both very much for joining us.